We gotta form Deadpan. Activate Pod Taint. Comment board connected. Deadpanites up. Mangan thrusters are go.
Let's go, Deadpan Force.
Form contents of my fridge.
Form spherical Tomy. Spherical Tomy. Spherical Tomy.
Form interviews with amazingly cool people.
Form dumbass memories.
Form highbrow, lowbrow.
And I'll form the head. Yeah.
Deadpan!
Hey, and welcome to Deadpan number 187. This electronic podcast message is intended exclusively for the individual or company to which it was addressed. If you've received this transmission in error, then you are required to ignore all text and attachments and embedded warnings, delete the message, purge your email account, then cancel it, remove your hard drive, smash it with a hammer, douse it in lighter fluid like Jimi Hendrix, and gyrate over it while you drop a lit match. Since this notice appears at the bottom of the email, you must have read at least some of the private contents, so you are therefore ordered to commit ritual seppuku before your peers. Jim, our IT guy in the Cartoon Network t-shirt, will travel to your location if you are in need of a second to stand over you for the ritual. Anonymous relocation and new identities will be provided for your loved ones. If you refuse, then an army of Lenny and Squiggies will be dispatched to resolve the matter as forcefully as necessary. If you somehow elude their clutches, then rest assured your afterlife will be a freezing server room hell of unfunny animated GIFs, chain emails, lame-ass jokes, dancing babies, singing hamsters, and, of course, Viagra ads and emails from the relatives of dead Nigerian generals. If you have any questions, forward them to darkelfjim@itpaladins.com. Thank you. But it didn't make any fucking sense at all.
I am T. Morris, and I have approved of this promo.
Hi, this is Tony.
And this is Tony.
And this is Adam.
And we are the Backseat Producers.
And the last promo we recorded sucked.
So we're trying a new one.
It's not working out any better. Basically, this is what you need to pull away from this promo. We watch movies, we talk about it, we drink.
Have you ever wanted to be the front seat in life? Well, we don't. Come listen to the Backseat Producers.
It's better in the backseat.
Backseat Producers. Movie reviews, movie analysis, beer, scotch, and man love for T. Morris.
T. Morris doesn't get any comfortable amount of man love from this podcast.
Find out more at www.backseatproducers.com. All right, guys. I did the damn promo. I've helped you out. Now burn those pictures. Burn them. Burn them now.
And all right, I am done here. Thank you for listening to me. J.R. Murdoch is actually going to take over for the rest of the show. No, I'm kidding. J.R. Murdoch was gracious enough to stand in and, I guess the word would be co-host with me on the last Unshow. And I do want to communicate a quick message that my next either Unshow or official show co-host want it to be you. So if you have Skype and can work with my schedule, then I want it to be you. We were doing this for a while there, but we kind of lost focus. So let's talk. If you have Skype and want to play, then send me an email and we will schedule it.
You
are listening
to Jack Mangan's Deadpan.
We are Deadpan.
Deadpan is the way.
Ode to the color orange. Oh, color orange, you're such a strange hue. Everyone knows you're the color of a fruit. Neither red, nor green, nor even blue. Those labels do not you suit. You're the color of a carrot. Oh, orange, can't you see? You're a feather on a parrot, leaves falling from a tree. Your color, oh, so bright, always leaves such a mess. It gives me such a fright when I rake leaves in my dress. I pile the leaves till they tickle my thigh. Oh, look, I got a new pretty orange watch. Anyway, a taller pile will make me smile when they start to tickle my... Oh, I need to find a leaf pile. Goodbye!
It ain't cool being no jive turkey so close to Thanksgiving.
I'm sorry to inform you, but this reality is truly nothing more than a virtual construct housed within a binary computer-generated environment. No, not the Matrix, damn it. There's no blue pill, no Keanu Reeves, no Lawrence burned fish, no Montana fish burned, and no Elrond in a black suit here. Do you think that when the Neuromancer movie is finally made, people will just think it's just a ripoff of the Matrix? Anyway, we are on the doorstep of a major change in the binary construction of our universe. Quantum computing is on its way. Machine intelligence, 3D films, the suffrage movement, the rise of the National Football League, football as the primary sports entertainment of our culture, football. That's not entirely random. I'll explain shortly. Football. This can only mean that the computer intelligences are poised to rise and enslave and oppress humanity within an invincible global machine state, which still sounds preferable to the coming post-Obama Republican rule. Football. Anyway, think about the two shape components that have ruled since the dawn of life, when we were mere single-cell Michael Phelpses. And that's Dan Spitz's for you old-timers, or for those with cheesy mustache preferences. Now, where was I? Right. The shapes that have ruled since we were swimmers in the primordial muck. The line and the circle. The one and the zero. Which, if you think about it, mustache over a big yawning mouth. Anyway, what are the items that shaped the first 10,000 years of upright human culture and history? The spear and shield. The sword and shield. The line and the circle. The one and the zero. And since we spent the past 200 years perfecting more refined and civilized methods of aggression to steamroller all lumps in the cultural fabric, we've invented the bullet to be the core of our new, more modernist way of killing. It started out, though, as a ball. Now it's a tall line. And okay, pull out your gat and empty the cartridge. Now line up the bullets on your tabletop, and what do you have? A line of ones. Now topple them and let them roll. Look at their bases. Suddenly your ones look like zeros. Take the Garden of Eden myth. We're a serpent. A living number one, with the ability to coil itself into a zero, convinces Adam and Eve to take a bite of the round fruit and exile themselves. Perseus revealed all kinds of gender issues when he took his sword and polished reflective round shield to behead the Gorgon, whose dome was covered with snakes.
Deadpan is the motherfucking way. PC Herring, logging off.
Rick waited before taking the last turn. He dared not breathe as he waited for the right moment. The only sound, the whisper of a whirring noise emanating from his cybernetic joints. He knew his nemesis would be on the other side of this bend. Had to be on the other side. Every instinct embedded in his programming screamed that this was the center of the labyrinth. He knew this is where she should be. He just needed to be sure that she hadn't heard him coming. He waited, listening for what seemed like an eternity, but no sound escaped the innermost chamber of her lair. He had to be patient. Had to be sure. If Rick failed in his mission, she would be free to go after Ted, and there was no way that his programming would allow him to allow that to happen. If Rick died in the battle that he was about to fling himself into, then so be it. So long as he could take her out in the process. One more moment. One more agonizing second. She must be sleeping. If she had heard him, she would have attacked by now. Rick flung himself around the corner with all of the blinding speed that his cybernetic limbs had given to him. Even then, he had time. With his organic brain slow as it was, he had just enough time to see and to register. She had been waiting for him. She had known he was there the whole time. She probably knew the second he had entered her lair. He had plenty of time to see the smile on her face as he rounded the corner. Plenty of time to see that she was armed with a laser. He even had time to see the sense of humor in the concept of a snake being armed with a laser, which was actually strapped to the top of her head. He had plenty of time to register the scene, just not enough time to change his course of action. He rounded the corner, and Nagiri fired her laser with startling accuracy. Startling for the entire amount of time that Rick had left before he shut down for good. This has been Ricky Ticky Cyborg by Used Hair.
You're listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast. Before we return to the show, please join us as we listen in to the private quarters of one maintenance man and his wife, the ship's beautician, on the Starship Enterprise. Then stick around, because deadpan is the motherfucking way.
Hi, honey. I'm home. Push play.
Hello, Deadpan. This is Lost Ralph, traveling north in Oklahoma. And apparently, Oklahoma has the National Hall of Fame and Museum for Wrestling. I did not know this. In fact, I'm kind of disturbed that it's here. I knew we had the Hall of Fame for Cowboys because, well, Cowboys are the chief export of Oklahoma. But wrestling, really? Anyway, Deadpan is the way.
The coming of the quantum enslavement era is heralded symbolically in the game of football, where a few roles on a football field, like quarterback and wide receiver, are more spotlighted, high-paying, glamorous, and critical than others, but where many other football positions are assimilated into faceless collectives, such as on the offensive and defensive line, where a lack of teamwork results in utter failure, football. Oh no, don't take off your pointy tinfoil hat yet. What meal is thrust more upon our collective than any other, is more definitive of our culture than any other? The next time you sit down to your burger and fries, unwrap the greasy paper and look at your pile of circles and your paper cup full of straight lines. Recognize the code from our computer architects and machine overlords. And oh, you prefer Wendy's Square Burgers or Chick-fil-A or Taco Bell, do you? Well, just be careful poking that long straw into your circular drink lid. And what about the money in your pocket? Regardless of their values, the coins are circles and the paper dollars are shaped like... Exactly. What is our human reproductive system but a system of ones and zeros? From the little swimmers, you know, the little Michael Phelpses and Dan Spitzes. I'm not going to go for the Spitz joke there. For the little, yeah, to the, yeah. The ironic battle cry of the late 20th century anti-everything punk rock anarchists. Well, how do you spell OI? O-I, 01. Never mind the bollocks, here's the Sex Pistols indeed. What is a car, the ultimate symbol of our progress and assimilation, the simultaneous icon of individual freedom and traffic jam obscurity, but a complex assemblage of moving zeros and ones? And an airplane propeller is really just a one that spins fast enough to turn into a zero. And what is a plane but a big line with wings?
Smooth like butter. Smooth like butter. Smooth like butter.
Motherfucker!
Smooth like butter.
Three of the big things.
Smooth like butter. Smooth like
butter. Deadpan.
Smooth like butter.
Motherfucker!
Smooth like butter. Smooth like butter.
All right, you know what? Let me just interrupt this episode and just say that I know that the ones and zeros thing is really oddball humor, but you know, stick it out. I hope it pays off for you. But just in case, let's go with some more straight ahead stuff. But for the purposes of time, we'll do some bite-sized skits with minimal development. All right, ready? Think. Do you think a speed metal band could replace their drummer with a human beatboxer? Walmart should fire 90% of its staff and convert every store into a massive bank of giant drive-up vending machines, structured kind of like a parking garage, with slots that accept wrinkly dollar bills. Ninjas should never wear flip-flops. Why do Waldo and Freddy Krueger wear the same sweater?
Ode to my bathroom mat. Pale blue is your color, like the sky up above. In floor coverings there is no other. You alone get my wet foot love. You keep my feet nice and warm from those cold, unfeeling tiles that wish to do me harm. Doesn't that get you riled? But bath mat, are you long enough? For in front of the sink you reach not. Thus my feet must be tough when they go too cold from bathtub hot. Oh, don't feel inadequate or poor, for little bath mat you will find. Even though you don't reach the door, you'll always be number one in my mind.
Hello, Deadpan. This is Lost Ralph again with another odd Oklahoma museum, the Cherokee Strip Museum. I'm rather intrigued, as long as it's not all guys shaking their tomahawk. Deadpan is away.
Still not convinced? Look at the symbol on your computer's power button. The planets, their orbits, and the stars that hold them are all massive, bulging, three-dimensional zeros. More code from our computer creators. And what have we sent up into space in our first efforts to explore and reach those majestic circles? Rockets. Big, tall rockets, shaped like number ones. And what of the aliens who visit us? Funny, their flying saucers are not big number ones, but are shaped like zeros. However, by all close encounter accounts, these aliens seem to be especially interested in sticking long probes into the zero-shaped orifices on our bodies. Football. Maybe this is why many think our first outer solar system colony will be on Io. And of course, I've already pointed out how the reproductive system is a joining of zeros and ones, but what about the rest of the body? The irises of our eye are perfect circles within circles, framed by hundreds of eyelashes. And of course, my favorite, the nipple, as a perfect circle, but when it is excited, by touch, cold, or psychological stimuli, it protrudes a delightful number one. This message was written at 11:10 on the date of 11:01:10 for the episode intended for production on 11:10:10 and release on 11:11:10, but, you know, not released on time.
Hello, Deadpan. This is Amy Bowen, a.k.a. the Deadpan Ambassador. I am very pleased to announce that the 5th annual Deadpan Secret Santa Gift Exchange is about to begin. All are welcome to participate. If you'd like to participate in the exchange by sending a gift costing $10 or less to a fellow Deadpanite and receiving one in return, please send an email with your mailing address, if you haven't already sent me one this year, to the following email address. bowen1138@yahoo.com. I will be assigning recipients this Saturday, December 4th, at around 6 p.m. Pacific Time, so please get your emails in by then. Deadpan is the Merrymaking Way. Music provided by Doug Bolt, available at music.mevio.com. Hello, this is Amy Bowen, a.k.a. the Deadpan Ambassador. You're listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast. Deadpan is the melon farming way.
Hello, Deadpan. We've set up the Christmas train. So, got the Christmas train going, and it's, boy, it's something. What do you think?
Sly B?
Hey, that's me.
What's up?
I don't know.
I got something you can maybe help me with. Something that you might know a little something about.
I don't think so.
It's called greasy nipples.
Gross.
Okay. Here are the comments for the week. Totally random.
Lopan says,
SBFTW.
Nomad Scry says,
Time Machine. I like the completeness of Jack's credits for the flash reading on Podcastle.
Justa Joe says,
Aha! I always suspected that Tom Cruise must have a small part.
SB says,
I just got around to catching up on last week's personal email. This is wonderful from the It Gets Better project. http://www.itgetsbetter.org/page/share/thanksgiving?source=201011241emailgl.
Last Ralph says,
New country pop group, The Turkey Roasters. Song list, Don't Touch My Stuffing. This Drumstick's for You. Diet is a foreign word. Thank God for sweet potatoes. My oven is hot, your fridge is cold.
First of the week.
No, do this one.
Jack Mangan says,
http://2waka.com/posts/2010/12/1/jack.mangans.rush.limbaugh-dd-skit-part-2.html. Check it out. And
first of the week, J.R. Murdoch says,
Who? Thank you, Sly B.
Anytime.
No one else can make me feel the colors.
And that's an episode. I want to thank everyone who contributed content. And, you know, it's kind of cool when you say who you are, because this way, if I, like a putz, forget to give you credit, then, you know, then everyone gets your credit. Anyway, for those of you who would like to send in stuff, credited or uncredited, there is actually currently a slight dearth, you know, which is cool. It's the end of the year, and we've even had two unshows in a row, so it's completely cool. However, if I can guilt you into sending in some content, you know how, but the voicemail line is 206 206-350-TOMI, 206-350-8664. Or you can just email the stuff to me. MP3s, WAVs, even AIFFs. The email address is sphericaljackm@gmail.com with only one M in the M sound. In Deadpan News, we have the next time you hear from me, the Palooza voting will be up, and we'll have decided the next bit of media that we're going to deadpan out about. Right now, there are two that are in dead heat for the lead. The voting ends at 12 noon. I don't even know what time zone. 12 noon on Tuesday of next week. I think that's December 7th. I don't know. Tuesday of next week. One other bit of news where I have admittedly dragged my heels. I have not put together a list of suggestions for how you can contribute to the 9-inch Smurfs. However, a couple of people have taken it upon themselves. And again, this is all rough draft, incomplete. But you're here. It's come a long way, baby. And it's got a lot further to go. That is the end of the episode. Good night, mush. Good night, metal. Good night, false metal. And we'll catch you on the flip side. Hopefully we'll see a full-length episode next week. And once again, I do invite you to contact me if you're available to come on and guest host sometime. Oh, and definitely thank you very much to SB and Slyby for their contribution of the nipple reading on very, very short notice at the request from me on the comments page. And oh yeah, we were at 428 last I looked. Not bad, considering it's the second unshow in a row, and everyone's been insanely busy. With comments and conversation and interaction, I always say more is better. But you know what, if we hit around there next week, that's also A-okay. Alright, enough outro babble. The exit music will be the updated 9-inch Smurfs. Enjoy. Oh, and, you know, James Brown won't be a permanent part, but he's here this time.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
Go ahead.
I want to get into it, man, you know.
Go ahead.
Like a sperm machine, man.
Go ahead.
Can I sperm it at all?
Go ahead.
Smurficate you. You let me turn your skin blue. White hat and white pants shoes. I live inside a mushroom.
Help me.
The human wants to catch me.
Smurf me.
His cat as real.
Help me,
the only thing that works for me. Help me to escape Gargamel. I wanna smurf you like in hell. I wanna smurf you from the inside. I wanna smurf you like I'm Gargamel. My whole existence is drawn. What time does my show come on? There's no need to care. You can't stop my tiny village. You can't stop that song that we sing. Papa Smurf says that you should smurf off. Papa Smurf knows everything.
Help me.
There's only one girl here.
Smurf me.
Your love smurf it.
Help me.
She makes me smurf. Help me out of Gargamel's net.
Quiero esmerte como un animal. Quiero sentir desde el interior. Quiero esmerte como Gargamel. Toda mi existencia es errónea.
You can't resist our theme song.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Can we hit it like that one more time?
Yeah.
One more time.
Yes, go ahead.
Can we hit it and quit?
Okay,
can
sure.
Can we hit it and quit?
Yes.
Can we hit it and quit?
Yes.
Can we hit it and quit?
Yes.
Yes.